Welcome back to Motherlode Views. I'm BJ Hansen, your host, in the midst of a five-part series talking with the individual Tuolumne County Supervisors. District 4 Supervisor John Gray is joining us in studio today. Supervisor Gray, next thing I want to ask you about is the Resiliency Center that's been talked about in Groveland. One has also been talked about in Tuolumne. Is that still looking like a likelihood, and that moving forward as we speak?
At this time, it is moving forward. We have not received the final approval from the state for the two resiliency centers, but we have completed the drawings to a point to where we can give the state an estimate on our cost. The cost are within the total amount that is available. We are in the process of securing property in the Groveland area. An appraisal is being done. That piece of property is just past the Groveland Community Service District treatment plant area. And the service district has offered three acres, and then we're looking at purchasing about 3 acres. So once that appraisal is done and we get to go ahead, we'll make the offer on the property and hopefully get the go ahead from the state to do it. We're waiting to hear back on our final correspondence that wasn't available here prior to me coming on the show. So it looks positive. Dealing with the state and federal government on a single project is complicated, and we've had some back and forth issues, but I believe we've resolved most of them, and hopefully we can get started on that next year.
So a resiliency center in Groveland, how would that piece of property be used?
Right now, we have developed some partnerships with Southside Seniors and the Grove Community Service District, the ATCA, Columbia College. It'll be used as a community center, a education center, and then the Southside Seniors will be it's anticipated the Southside Seniors will be the ones that will essentially manage it, and the services that Southside Senior provide up at the Little House will be moved to the Resiliency Center. It'll be a place to go in an emergency. We'll have high-speed internet. We're going to have auxiliary power, so heating, cooling area. But most importantly, it's going to be a gathering place for the community. I see it as something that's going to be extremely beneficial. The community hall we have right now is built in 1918. Small, you can't get very many people in there. And I believe that from the perspective of the community, they're really looking forward to having it.
So the construction of the facility, is, as it stands right now, does it assume that the grant would cover the full construction?
That's the assumption right now.
Any long-term concerns about taking on an extra building? Would that hurt the budget long-term?
With our partnerships, it shouldn't. That's the key, because we'll have a rental component to it. The rental component should be enough to pay for the maintenance of the building. You're looking at 25 to 30 years out before anything major would have to be done, and hopefully by that time we're in pretty good shape.
Next thing I want to ask you about is just housing. You know, for District 4 and the county in general, what are your thoughts on housing and the need right now in the county?
Well, there's definitely a need. You know, I spent some time in a past life building houses and do have a pretty good understanding of the cost involved in it. So, you know, developers, I think, sometimes really, take a bad rap of the ones that are, trying to make all the money. And a lot of times there's not a big percentage of profit in some of these projects. We have one that is being looked at right now that has been proposed to for some workforce housing type in the Groveland area. You know, it's interesting that, you know, we have at Pine Mountain Lake, there's, you know, roughly 3,300 homes out there, and 70% of that property, you know, those houses are part-time people, you know, vacations. A lot of it has been turned into Airbnbs, and when you talk to someone that, you know, why do they do it, sometimes it's not always because of the issue of they make more money. It's sometimes it's less hassle. Full-time renters sometimes have bigger problems than you do with the short-term rentals. So we need housing. These two projects that I talked about earlier, part of those components would be that they would have to supply places for their workers to live, not to the 100% level, but a certain number of housing units. So, countywide, we need housing. You know, we've had a couple projects, one out in the Columbia area that was looked like a good. A good project. The Board of Supervisors approved it. Some people that didn't like it sued, and even though, you know, the lawsuit turned out in a positive nature, the developer decided that he wasn't interested in doing a project. So sometimes we shoot ourselves in the foot. You know, everybody can agree that we need it. Unfortunately, not everybody agrees where it needs to be.
How about homelessness? What's your thoughts on that issue right now in Tuolumne County?
We know we have a problem. I want to give kudos to a brother-in-law that spent some time at the homeless camp with this tractor helping clean up down there just recently, and he gave me some insight on what he felt firsthand was down there, that there's a lot of people there that want to get out and want a job and don't want to be homeless, and then there's a number of them that really that's your choice, so their choice. So yeah, I look at it kind of from the standpoint, if you're homeless and you're a family, there's some pretty good help here in Tuolumne County. You can get assistance through ATCA to get help with rent. The problem is there's not that many houses to rent. So it's a chicken and an egg thing here. I mean, you know, we got to build houses. And I'm sure we'll fill them up, but the cost of building them is to a point that we have people, developers reluctantly choosing it not to go forward right now. I hope that changes. You know, we have the state putting a rule out now in 2020 that all residential units have to have solar. You know, that's going to add $15,000 to $30,000 to each house. Well, if you're already not building them and you've got to put another $20,000 on top of it, it's going to make it that much harder to build. As far as the number of homeless, you know, in the South County Groveland area, we don't have a very large problem there, but one of the reasons is that there's not very many services up there for homeless people to get. So, you know, if you want help, you're going to have to come closer to where the services are, and there's not that many services in the Groveland area, particularly.
Need to take one more break. Talking with Supervisor John Gray on this weekend's Motherlode Views. I'm BJ Hansen, your host. Motherlode Views is brought to you by Nate's Tree Service, where no job is too big or too small. Our final segment is coming up in just a minute.